It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe reporting radio news about radio waves for Wave Farm Radio. David Oxenford at the Broadcast Law blog reports that the Federal Communications Commission will hold an auction for 131 commercial FM channels July 23rd. Most frequencies are in Texas, and the minimum bid range from $1,500 to $75,000. 18 frequencies are left over from previous auctions, so they might go without bids again. Most are in very rural areas. Columbia, Missouri, and Maysville, Georgia command the top minimum bids. The FCC has made non-commercial FM frequencies available in recent years, including two rounds of low-power FM stations and one full-power non-commercial window, and those did not require money, just filling out an application by a nonprofit group and competing in a scoring system among other nonprofits. These commercial licenses are more of a capitalistic outing. Winning bids get construction permits to build out radio stations. Oxenford guesses that applications would be due in May, and the upfront payments of at least the minimum bid would be required in June. Quote, if you win the auction and decide that you can't really find a transmitter site, then you may well be on the hook for the full amount of the bid, even if you don't build the station, unquote, Oxenford writes. Full applications with the location of transmitter sites would be due about a month after the auction, he also guesses, based on past FCC actions. The FCC is also taking comments through April 1st on its auction procedures, so anyone who does not like the process can suggest other ways the FCC could make these frequencies available. Refer to Auction 98 in your comments and follow the link at fcc.gov website. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC. That was your daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates. And this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.